For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Do we have to keep it down today?
Yeah, okay. Please.
Right. Let's go to 14.
Yeah, to keep. You know they're up. Seven there. You know they're up there listening.
Okay. Oh, they turned it on just to hear us talk about them.
Right,
that's right. We're having a big corporate powwow here at the radio station today. A lot of big wigs are in town.
Yeah, DQ even dressed up.
And they're
up
in the room next door, so we have to keep it quiet around here.
DQ is overdressed? You are overdressed.
I celebrated their arrival by arriving at 12:30 today, so that's what I did.
I did notice that. At one point, I'm like, is he here? And DQ was like, I don't know.
Thank you, DQ. DQ agreeing with me on something before the show.
We don't have to get into that. You.
Which one?
Well, the thing about the pictures, she agreed with me. I like when DQ takes my side.
If it's me, she's going to take your side just by default.
I take your side.
When?
Sometimes.
When? When was the last time you took my side?
Often. For certain things.
Like what?
I don't remember.
Yeah, so you never have.
I have.
What we're talking about is my boy here had to go get spring pictures made for
right,
the wedding.
That's right.
Which I don't understand.
Yeah.
Because...
Well, these were just spring pictures in general.
Because the way my chromosomes are wired, I don't understand why the pictures that you took in the fall are not good enough.
Here's the calculus on this for me. All right, are you ready?
Be careful.
It's an hour. It's an hour. It's not that. It's not a big deal. It's not. This is not where I can pretend to like having my picture taken, which I hate, by the way. But I can fake it for an hour.
For as big a fuss
clip
as you
that,
throw
Abner.
Over things that are far less time-consuming.
Oh, I know. It's not worth it. So I have fun. I smile.
Last time you did one of these events, you didn't invite us to the alcohol tasting.
Right. I did not. Did got hammered at that thing. Holy Lord.
Have you settled on that?
What do you mean? Have I ordered what we're drinking?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I found out I'm getting a golf cart at this thing.
That
my
is possible.
Own, well, why? Own golf cart. I don't know. I just want one.
There's going to be golf carts because certain people.
Me.
It's a bit of a hike in nice shoes from the parking lot to the venue.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Time out.
Yeah.
The shoe thing.
Yeah.
I can't wear my flip-flops?
No. So there are golf carts that are going to be available, and you can even put the tip. My dad is going to drive one, and he asked if he could put a tip jar in it.
No.
We're like, yeah, go for it. Yeah, what do we care?
Yeah,
absolutely.
My
dad could make a few bucks out of this.
He's probably shelling out some money too.
Yeah.
I just want to drive around in one.
He is shelling out. He's paying for the rehearsal dinner. He's doing nice
when
work.
When is that?
The Friday, the night before.
Is this
customary?
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's been a long time.
We need
since
to sell
I've
a remote there so we can, offset some of the costs on that. I'm just saying.
Where is it?
I don't want to divulge that information.
Is it a place that I know?
No.
Is it at a restaurant?
Yes.
Or, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It's up here at a restaurant somewhere.
Yeah, I'm not traveling.
It's a that you may or may not be able for a kid to be a kid there. That's the only hint I'll give you.
Oh, wow. Okay. Chuck E. Cheese. Sounds great. Yes.
Unlimited tokens.
Yeah,
we rented out the hall,
that's
baby.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
But I still don't understand the point. You had a major production of photographs taken during the fall.
Yeah.
Which was,
no, it was in the winter.
It was originally supposed to be in the fall.
Well, there was a fall thing, too, but that was totally different.
But it got postponed
that was the whole
like
fam.
16 times.
That was the winter thing.
So you had these taken like...
Well,
like
they needed those photos to put on the invitations.
Yeah,
because
we needed to get some.
They took spring photos. That's too soon before the wedding.
It's too late to get to get the stuff. And you know, we wanted to do and by we I mean the thoughtful one, her, not me. Wanted to get some photos and you know get some stuff printed and give it out as a Mother's Day gifts and whatnot. So we got that going on. Spoiler alert. So. But I think they know, so I don't think it's a big spoiler.
I cannot share with you how much I am.
It's glad. An hour. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, you know what?
It's not a big deal.
For the fuss you throw over things that take like 5 minutes.
Well,
I get it. I know why you're doing it.
But those things are here. That's why I throw a fit. They're here. Yes.
This involves
being out.
You even get upset about taking a detour on the way into work.
What do you mean?
Like if a road's blocked off, you'll be mad.
That is kind of annoying, though. But that's everybody, right? I mean, everybody. You have your routine, and you don't want to, you know, change. And then the road's out, and you're like, well, what are we doing? Can't get where I need to go. But I can't remember the last time that happened, though, where the road was detoured going to work. Oh, yes, I can. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, that's right. Well, I just went the other way, and then it's fine. I just wanted to know ahead of time. That's the thing.
All right.
If I know ahead of time, I could prepare.
As long as I get a golf cart, I'm fine.
We'll get you a golf cart. You'll be fine. That's right. You can give DQ. She can be the passenger and drive around.
Abner is suggesting that having to take spring pictures means that you weren't happy with the ones that were taken.
That's not true. They were good.
Is there a stand-in for you?
There's also, you have to consider this.
Mm.
In spring pictures, DQ, there's, you know, vegetation.
Yeah,
there's sunlight. There is, everything isn't dead in the background.
It makes complete sense to me.
The grass was all dead in the pictures because, you know, it's February. Now things have greened up a little bit. You got some plants out
there. Why didn't you just wait till the spring to take all or take
because
take already
too,
been over?
That's but, too but late.
You took them what if you took them last summer?
I don't know.
That would have been like a couple months after they got engaged.
Right.
It's too
and
hot.
You can't send wedding invitations out that early.
No. You just bank the pictures and then send them out.
Well, we didn't
when
do it that way, and we did it this way.
All right. So
and it was an hour, and
wrong.
It was fine.
Okay.
All it was right. Not a big deal.
All right.
It's fine. I can pretend like I like having my picture made for an hour. I pretend to like doing this for 4 hours every day. So, I mean, this is I'm good at this.
What else you got to do? Right. I mean, honestly, what else you got going on?
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't know. Watch the news. Get riled up by the news, something like that. I don't know. I don't know what people do all day that don't work. I mean, my dad golfs, but I mean, he also just sits around too.
Yeah.
Putters. Washes the cars.
DQ, bigger loss. The Arkansas baseball team losing to Kentucky at the Fayetteville City Council last night. Sorry. They're dopes.
They vote too, you know. All right. It's 8 minutes after the hour here. 866-285-4005 here on the McClarty Daniel Hotline here on Russ, Good, and Zach. I have the latest D1 baseball projections for the tournament. I know you're dying to hear.
Who you got? Dallas Baptist.
First, some broad numbers here. All right. And this is why, you know, people are wondering about, or there's been some discussion about how many SEC teams can get to Omaha. Well, here's the thing. The SEC teams weed themselves out in the supers because they will put SEC on SEC.
Mm-hmm.
So that's two teams that could probably be good enough to go, but only one gets the spot. You know, this happened when Arkansas played Ole Miss in the supers and Arkansas played South Carolina in the supers here. So you're looking at 10 SEC teams, but, you know, you could have three SEC on SEC super regionals. So that's three teams that aren't going to get a chance.
All right, so who's coming here?
Who's coming
as
here?
As of today.
According to the projection.
Dallas Baptist. They always get
sent. You think
sent
so?
Here. They always get sent.
I would think Arkansas State might be here if they can get in through the Sun Belt. That's what I would think. Let's see here. By the way, I know people love the kiss of death and all that stuff. The number one overall seed is Kentucky now, so you don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
Because the number one overall seed, as we all know, has not won the thing since 1999, Miami. Arkansas. Okay. Let me run this past you.
Okay.
Number five overall seed, Arkansas.
Okay. All right.
I've got this pulled up here. I do not have this committed to memory. The number five overall seed has won the College World Series twice. All right.
All right. Who's coming?
Texas.
Okay.
St. John's.
All right.
Little Rock.
All right.
How about that? Does that work for you?
That's
an Arkansas-Texas regional matchup?
Well, now, who does the Hog Pen adopt?
I don't know. St. John's?
It ain't Texas.
No.
It's probably
Although, you know, the way that college kids are picking the wrong side right now, like, they might pick Texas. Yeah, they might adopt them. You never know. All right, 866-285-4005 on the McLarty Daniel Hotline is how you can join us. But they would match up with the winner of the Starkville Regional. So there you go. There's two SEC teams possibly in the Supers, but only one gets a seat at the table.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Zero,
Dustin
five.
Says that unfrosted Pop-Tarts have 10 more calories than frosted ones.
See, then it's really a waste.
Yeah,
it's
not
healthier.
I don't understand. BE says that unfrosted Pop-Tarts are like non-alcoholic beer. What's the point?
Okay.
Boy.
Yeah. Well, Skeeter is with us.
Skeeter!
His surgery was postponed yesterday. Mm-hmm. He's texted in on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. I'll start with the Cardinal text, and then I'll get to the Elvis text. But the Cardinal text is the front office moved Contreras closer to the plate to get more low strikes. Then he got hurt.
Okay.
And Skeeter writes, the front office has gone full analytics, and it has killed the Cardinal way. Yes, it has. Yes, it has. They've gone all in on this, and what's it gotten them? Nothing. Not a thing. But, hey, you know, you got Clydesdales, so you got that
there
going
you go.
On.
House Farmers texted, why not put a tournament in place of the poll questions? You know why? Because that sounds like work, and I don't want to.
Right, yeah, okay? We got enough to
this
do
is,
around here.
This is the end of my school year. They'll be back. Relax.
Yeah.
You know, I may throw one in every now and then.
They'll be back, or they'll be picked up by another show on this cavalcade of stars. So you'll be fine. There you go.
This isn't the worst idea I've heard. Texter out of the 479 says just outsource the poll questions to them. Let the listeners do the work.
Get AI idea. To do it.
It's not the worst idea I've heard.
Well, this is what, I mean, there's a guy in Little Rock who for 30 years has been making the callers do all the work. He didn't do anything.
Guys, perfect. They'll be back.
It's a great plan.
They'll be back, I promise. It's just I need a break. You know, you farm out the work to the free labor. That's the way. That's America. I mean, come on. Abner gave us a tournament that we may investigate next month. I like the concept.
We might do that. Yeah.
Okay. I've done some research on some expanding it a little bit, but yeah.
Okay. We got things in the hopper.
It's just
but people don't like change, and we've done these polls for a very long time.
5 years.
Oh man,
I need a break. If you don't mind.
When are we getting rid of what we learned?
Well, we can do that today.
Wait, really?
Sure.
We'll just get rid of all the benchmarks. Get rid of them all. Except DQ having thoughts, because that's, right. Well, that's 10 minutes we don't have 10. To talk.
We need to expand that, make it 15.
Yeah, how about 3 times a week?
Yeah, how do you feel about every day?
I don't know if I could come up with ideas fast enough.
We should have a Radio Bit garage sale. We can sell it to the other shows and let them have, you know.
Can we get Radio Graffiti? Because that's fun.
We need to investigate this, because
they do it in Little Rock.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Okay. We can call it, can we say Razorback Graffiti?
I don't know. No, that's what they call it.
Oh, is that what they call
it? Don't call it that.
All right. No. So I like this concept during football season. Yeah. On Fridays, instead of the bit that the morning show stole from us. Give me the hogs.
Give me the hogs, Chuck. Yeah.
Radio Graffiti. One sentence only.
That's right.
You get one sentence. So if you say, hey, Ruskin and Zach, boom, that's your sentence.
Pioneered by the late, great Alan B. Combs.
As an homage to the late, great Alan Combs.
Yeah.
I think this is something we need to investigate.
Yeah.
Coming up tomorrow on The Morning Rush, Radio Graffiti.
That's right. Yes. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. They do it on Mondays down there, though. So if we did it on Fridays, that'd be okay.
Do we do it the Friday before a game?
Right. Yeah. I like it.
I love the idea of, you know, maybe getting the dog groomer in here and making DQ, you know, bark like a dog.
I wanted to go all the way on this, to the point that you and I start a business together. A dog grooming business.
Only if we can get the shaggin' wagon. That's the only way I'm doing it.
Only so we can buy the advertising and then have DQ bark in the commercial. We start the whole business based on that little bit of an idea.
Here's what I need right now is I need text messages on the McLarty Daniel hotline, 866-285-4005, that say bark, DQ, bark.
Okay. All right. It's going to happen.
If we get 100, she'll bark.
I don't think she agreed to that.
I didn't.
As her supervisor, DQ, if we get 100.
Oh, the direct report? You're pulling rank and file here?
We're going direct report here, DQ. If we get 100, bark, DQ, bark.
He's pulling rank.
She will bark like a dog. A big dog. There's one.
Is Abner recording? Just to let everyone know.
And we're off.
There you go. There it is. Let's see here.
Here they come. Oh my God.
Yeah, they're all texting in now. This is all we're going to get for the next 45 minutes. So here's another thing.
Keep them coming.
Skeeter has a lot of free time because, you know, he's got this injury he's dealing with, right? Okay. So he's texted in that he watched the Elvis movie. Remember the one Austin Butler couldn't get out of character?
Yep.
Tom Hanks is the colonel in a fat suit. So he says, how true is it that the colonel really screwed Elvis over that bad? It's absolutely the truth.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the total truth. The colonel, Tom Parker was not his name. He was like Danish or like he didn't have any paperwork. This is why Elvis never toured internationally. It's because the colonel couldn't leave the United States or he'd be found out.
Yes.
So, of course he ripped him off. Yes, absolutely. He's the reason he died. Because all those shows, just keep it going. Keep the show pony going out there. So, yeah, the colonel wasn't a great guy.
Skeeter, turns also out. DQ, he says, as his dying wish, will you please bark like a dog?
I know the procedure Skeeter is having, and he is not dying.
She's on to you, Skeeter. Better luck next time.
We are at 30 bark DQ bark texts.
I'm not going to bark.
There you go.
Only 70 to go, and DQ will bark like a dog.
What if we started a business and we could...
It's not the worst idea we've had.
I know. Yeah, JT's all over. Tom Parker killed Elvis. That's exactly right. Yes. It's the reason he died.
God, that was boring.
He had to do all those shows and, you know, you get up for the show, go to sleep, get down for the show.
We haven't heard from Big Mike in a while, right?
It's been a week or two.
It's been a week or two since we've heard from Big Mike.
He's gathering material.
Here's the key. Some aliens today.
Here is the key to the Ruskin and Zach caller and, to a certain extent, the texter. You don't need to do it every day, because you don't have the material every day, especially the callers. You know, you don't call every day. Eddie doesn't call every day.
No,
you know, all these different people. You know, the Snake doesn't call every day, because they know burns out. You got to burn cool. Joe doesn't call every day.
No.
You know? Nope. You don't have anything, don't call.
Peter Australia doesn't call every day.
Well, if he did, though, that bill would be through the roof.
Hear about it. We're gonna fix that.
Oh, we are.
We're gonna fix that for Peter. He can jump on.
So he can pay for it.
Well, it's just an internet thing now.
It'll sound a little better.
Should,
hopefully, yeah. Maybe he'll clink his glass next to the phone when he does it too, because that makes me happy when that happens. Let's see here. So I mean, yeah, if you don't have anything, don't call. But when you have something, call. That's what we want.
Here's a text out of the 318. That's Louisiana. This is Skeeter's wife. Bark, DQ, bark.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. Bullying her into it is not the approach that's going to work.
This is not bullying. This is a direct order.
It's not going to work.
This is chain of command type stuff.
DQ, stand strong. If you need to leave, I'll run the board.
I'm not going to bark.
Okay.
Patricia says she will bark like a dog.
All right.
All right.
Hey. Hey, Patricia's bringing cake? When is this happening?
Yeah, really? Huh. I hope it's that one she brought DQ for her birthday last year. That was amazing.
Good.
It's an ice cream cake?
Yeah, it was a strawberry ice cream cake that she made herself.
That was good.
It was delicious.
She's a baker, too?
Well, you're not baking an ice cream cake.
Well, whatever.
You bake the cake.
You bake the cake part. And she says it is. All right, let's go.
A quick reversal by him. Well, you don't bake the cake. Well, yeah, you bake the cake.
You bake the cake part, but you don't bake the ice cream part. That would be bad.
No, I know you don't bake ice cream. That's milk.
JT would like to know if DQ will be fired if she does not bark. Well, we're in a tricky spot.
Because there's nobody else.
Yeah, because I don't want to go in there. You don't want to go in there. No, but she will get a very strongly worded email.
I tell you what, I go in there, I'm leaving the mics on the whole time, even during commercial breaks. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, get ready for that. Josh out of the 870 has Patricia barking on his bingo card, but she hasn't done it yet. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's see here. Half past the hour now on Ruskin and Zach. 866-285-4005.
Now it's turning. JT says, bark, Patricia, bark.
They've given up on the DQ prospect. And now they're
maybe if we get 200 combined, they'll bark together.
Yeah, we could turn this into like a charity auction of some sort.
Like,
you know?
Make it like Bohemian Rhapsody.
That's right.
Something along those lines. I don't know. It's just a thought.
Yeah, we'll raise money.
Right. People want to see that.
Yeah. We had an idea a couple summers ago that never went anywhere.
Which
shocking. To put me in a dunk tank to raise money for some kind of something or another. Remember that?
Yeah, but that was after you pissed everybody off.
Right, exactly. That's why it was going to work.
I would really prefer that we not go through that this summer.
Oh, I may ruin Memorial Day again.
Fabulous. There's nothing better than my Memorial Day Saturday being ruined by
you aren't doing anything anyway.
I was sleeping. I was taking a nap.
Even better.
It was great. I was all by myself. And I go,
no, the thought was, put a dunk tank together and get people to come out there and spend money to throw stuff at me, and it'll go to a charity. You know, the craft scholarship fund. I'm kidding. We're joking around. But no, we were going to do that, but we didn't do it. So I don't know. Patricia's on the phone now,
all right.
So everybody...
Settle in, boys. Settle in.
All right, let's all take a minute here to prepare ourselves, all right?
Okay. All right, let's go.
Everybody put your earbuds, plug them in at the office desk computer, all right? Plug in the earbuds. This is not suitable for work. All right? Plug in the earbuds, okay. If you've got kids, change the station.
Please.
We'll wait. Okay. Are we ready?
We're ready. Yeah, let's go.
Hi, Patricia. Good afternoon.
Hello, boys.
Howdy.
Do we have that awful connection that we had last time?
No, ma'am. Loud and clear.
Are you in the United States?
Oh, yeah. I'm back. I've got a friend that was told he's got stage 4 prostate cancer. Mm. So I'm kind of dealing with him getting into the MRIs and stuff this week. So I got a little busy with that. So I owe DQ that birthday cake that I was late for because I was in Hawaii. But I'm back, and anyway.
How was Hawaii?
It was very nice, but I'm glad. It was okay. I don't know.
Excuse me?
We stayed in a house.
It's Hawaii.
A private beach area. I know, but I don't know. I like warmer weather. I'm a southern girl, and I don't know. The mid-70s to mid-80s just wasn't really warm enough.
Are you hearing yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It was like cloudy.
Wasn't hot enough.
Yeah, wasn't hot enough. And it was only a semi-private beach.
No, it was private. Oh. We had our own house, and we weren't on the main island. We were off on the one I have a hard time pronouncing all the time. I'm sorry. I'm an idiot. I can't help it. There's just some things I can't say. But anyway, not Oahu. That one's easy to say. One of those little islands that they really don't want anyone to go to, but we got
a private one. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. But anyway, so I don't know. It was okay. I don't like sand. It gets in places, and it makes doing things not fun on the beach. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Loud and clear. Yeah,
loud and clear.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
You don't have that problem at Beaver Lake, Patricia. At a dock.
True. But you get crawdads and those little sand fleas. I don't know. I'm just not a sand. I love the water. We had a boat. And I love going out in the water and seeing the little ocean life and doing all that kind of stuff. And at least I didn't get a jellyfish. Every time I went out in the Gulf of Mexico, I got chomped on by jellyfish. I don't know why they like me. But anyway, they do. They would always bite me. Sometimes bite me in rude places. But anyway, DQ told me not to bark like a dog, that I shouldn't do it. I missed the whole idea of why y'all are barking like a dog, so I will not bark like a dog. I'm sorry.
Well, no, hang on. Maybe you can fix this. So DQ, a couple of weeks ago, gave us this little gem.
Yeah. Ooh. Top dog.
And we needed a bark. She was going to bark at the end of
it. She didn't do it.
But she held up. So we're trying to bait her into barking so that I can edit it all together.
Well, how about howling? Maybe a howl instead of a bark.
Joe and Avoca did that.
Joe and Avoca did that a couple weeks ago.
Oh, well, we can't do that. I can growl.
All right, we got that. That was clean. That was clean. We got that one.
Right. Abner?
Yum.
Mind you, those sand fleas, huh?
Yeah, you got to watch out for those.
Yeah, got to watch out for the sand fleas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let us know when the ice cream cake's coming that you baked.
Yeah, we want a cake.
That was fantastic.
So I'm going to do that one. That's what I plan on, was the strawberry. Okay, so the chocolate cake on the bottom, if I remember right, it was chocolate cake on the bottom, and then the hot fudge.
I remember this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Strawberry.
That is the way I remember it, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then the homemade whipped cream that was tinted pink, because she likes pink.
Right.
So I think that's how I made her last time, so that's what I'm going to do. We've got the MRI tomorrow. We've got a back-to-back on a couple of my VRBOs. So it's probably going to be next week.
Okay.
That's we'll be here.
Plan.
We're not going anywhere.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Good. I want everyone to be there, so if possible. And I'll get that cake to you hopefully next week.
All right.
All right.
Good. Done deal.
I can't bark. DQ asked me not to, and she's my gal, so I'm going to back her up, but I will growl. Boy.
All right. Thank you, Patricia. Patricia, everybody. On the McClarty Daniel Hotline.
We're a sports show.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
No, we're not.
We're the E in entertainment.
If you're still operating under the illusion that this show is about sports, you're not paying attention.
I can hear that meeting. What the hell are they doing up there?
But, I mean, you know, this is the only show that comes in. So, I mean, you know, you got to deal with it.
Now, man. On Jerry's room.
Leave him alone. We like him.
Think about the recruits.
Oh, they're excited now.
Oh, they're very excited now. You're welcome.
We'll be back.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable, and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
No statement today on the little snafu last night by the worldwide leader.
God, not a great night for them.
God, they screw up so much. They are so cheap. Mm-hmm. They are so cheap with this stuff. For those of you that don't know, in the third period of a tie game in the playoffs, while the game was going on, for about 20 seconds, ESPN cut away to show the start of the other game, which wasn't even started. It was the preamble, the setup. Yeah. It was the scene set with the announcers, you know, hello, I'm such and such, along with whoever. Now, they got back to the game before anything happened, but good Lord. Those 20 seconds, if you're a true Rangers or hockey fan, I wasn't watching when this happened.
Tough one.
You must have been just crapping yourself. You know what I mean? Like, can you imagine a Razorback game? Like, they're playing Kentucky. It's a one-point game. They're playing Texas in football, and the TV just goes out to something else. You're like, what? What?
Yeah.
But they do this all the time.
Did they put out a statement as to
they
what
have
happened?
Not. No. Okay. No.
Like,
what happened was some idiot hit the wrong button.
Well, it could be that, or it could be what happened with the Billy Joel deal, which is they had a hard time to go to at 10 o'clock, we're switching to the news, and, you know, you miss, you know, if it runs long, you're screwed.
Oh, my
so,
Lord.
Yeah, not great, not great.
Yeah, I don't know, but, you know, I haven't seen a statement on this, but that's a tremendous screw-up happened by, you know, and Chuck was right, they're so cheap up there. They don't even send announcers to games, like, it's absurd. I mean, they do in hockey, but, I mean, not to...
The playoffs, they will.
Yeah, probably. I bet they'll do regional games where they won't have the announcers in the song site.
I don't know about that. I mean, I bet they will. That's the postseason. You know, if it was a Tuesday game or, you know.
They've done it on a Tuesday.
Clemson-Wake Forest game, yeah, it's probably remote.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I don't know. But that was a big screw up there. There you go. All right. You can join us here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. Here's Wes and Harrison asking, did you read this already?
I don't know.
For our little jaunt to the next planet.
Go ahead.
Do we need someone who takes pride in being a jerk and cussing out stupid people?
That'll be the second flight.
Okay, all right.
You know, we're going to go up.
Round two.
We're going to go up, establish our colony. We'll let you know when we're ready for the rest of you.
That's right. Yes.
You just wait.
We'll let you
don't
know.
Don't you worry about it. We'll send for you.
Yeah, we'll let you know.
DQ, you on board with this? We're going to Mars.
No.
No, you're going to stay here?
I'm good here.
We're in touch. So
but you were
going
to move to Alaska yesterday.
I get motion sick. I wouldn't survive the rocket ride up there.
What if we gave you some Dramamine or something?
It doesn't work.
Really?
Well, I don't, okay. Wait, you're immune to Dramamine?
It doesn't work. It all gets in my head, and it...
Dramamine works for me.
Yeah.
And if you take two of them,
no, it makes me tired and nauseous.
That's not great.
Ah, great point. You do have to stay on Earth to run the board.
Yeah. That's what would happen.
Someone's got to run the controls. That's the way it is.
Absolutely.
Big Mike.
All right.
Hi, Big Mike.
What are y'all talking about going to Mars for? Did Elon say it again?
We're just tired of this. We're just spitballing over here. We're just trying to figure out
It's practically sports radio summer, and we're bored already.
What would we need as far as a landing party goes? What sorts of people would we need?
I don't know about people. Right now, they have oxygen generators. They have, will make 6 hours of oxygen in 24.
Oh, okay.
So every person would have to have at least four of them. And they'd have to have 10 spares because you know they're going to break down.
Yeah.
But anyway, that wasn't what I called about.
Okay.
I was talking about Atlantis. You know, they're always looking for Atlantis. People think they know where Atlantis is or isn't. And there's a reshot structure over there in Northwest Africa. And it looks like it was washed away. But you can still see where the rings, kind of like where rings were.
Mm. I've seen this. I saw a documentary on this. There are people that believe this is Atlantis.
You can see where all the dirt and sand and everything went out in the ocean when they do the, you know, they do that radar picture of the ocean. And you can see all that where it got washed away. And plus, there's a volcano like 800 miles east of there that was once filled with 3,000 feet of water, seawater. They know that because that's how much salt's in the bottom of it. There was a king, got that later, was a king of kingdom and included that, but he never did anything over there. But he had gold mines that were so good that half the gold on the planet right now came from those mines. That's how much gold he took out of the ground.
Wow. Are you familiar at all with what he's talking about?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, so this is for, you know, those that are on TV. This is the structure that he's talking about. Western Africa. I was watching a documentary on this. There are people that believe that this is the lost city of Atlantis.
Wow. Okay.
Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the way that cities were built. They were built in circles. You basically start in the middle and it just builds itself out.
They put water in it. So they had everything. The rings were land. It's surrounded by water except for the outside ring. Now, in 67, when the CIA saw satellite pictures of that, they decided they had to go look at it because, you know, hey, we heard Atlantis had advanced technology. So they took some regular scientists with them so it wouldn't look too spooky and went over there. They let all the regular scientists stuff out. The stuff they found was completely blacked out in the report. There's nothing about what the CIA thought or saw or anything else.
Mm.
It's all blacked out.
Mm.
I'm going, what in the hell could they have seen that the scientists didn't see that made them black it out? They're weird about the end of the world stuff, and that's one of those scenarios there that happened there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We'll go back to Mars, you know. Mars is like, you're going to have a spaceship the size of the one in 2001, A Space Odyssey, haul all the stuff you need.
We're thinking something.
In the movie, we're...
Well, no, we're thinking of something like in Spaceballs, a Winnebago,
yeah.
Something along those lines.
No. Anyway.
No.
God, you messed me up in Spaceballs. I started thinking of that, man. Lord, well,
I'm a Mog, half man, half dog. I'm my own best friend.
Right. I mean, Lone Star had a Winnebago with wings.
That's right, yes.
We're thinking that is what we need.
Yes, I know. The thing about this is, you have to, in the movie, he eats those potatoes out of the Martian soil.
Yes.
Yep.
That he poops on.
Right. Yes. Yeah, he grew them with his poop.
Martian soil is poisonous. It would have killed him if he'd eaten those potatoes. You can't grow things on Mars.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Good to know.
But there's, you know, the thing they had to shield themselves, you know, he was in most of the time. That was good. It had nice thick shielding, you know, because there's no magnetic field on Mars, so all the stuff comes in there. The ship they were on, did you notice anything about that ship? Did you notice they walked around on it, set their coffee down on a table?
Yes.
Yep.
That woman's on a treadmill.
It wasn't spinning. They had artificial gravity. We barely understand gravity. We damn sure can't make it.
That's right.
All right, I'm going to get off here.
Okay. Thank you, Big Bite.
DQ, Robin Hot Springs has texted in, since you aren't going, are Roberts welcome to go to Mars?
Ouch. Yes.
Okay.
Mark's safe.
The gift that keeps on giving. There it is. We barely understand gravity?
Yeah.
I don't believe in gravity.
Hold on. No, I got it.
You think you figured that out? Because you dropped a pencil on the floor.
I got gravity. What, you know? Gravity is the thing.
Anybody else? Man, I got the gravity. Anybody else? Yeah, but that could not be gravity. It could be something else. We don't know.
All right.
So, we just assume. You know, is gravity a law or a theory? It's a law, right?
The law of gravity.
Law of gravity. Okay,
yes.
Right. Law of
gravity. It's
gravity?
Not a theory.
I call it a theory. I'm not sure what's holding us down, but I don't know yet.
And DQ,
I'm doing my research, and I'll get back to you.
DQ, would your mother bring her illegal chicken farm? We got to eat.
I don't know if she'd want to go to Mars.
Okay. How about your dad?
No.
I'd rather go to Saturn.
Is there a sawmill on Mars?
Maybe.
We need one.
Yeah, we need one.
There are no trees.
Yeah, there aren't
trees. Get it on the ground floor. What an opportunity.
You'd have to grow trees and then
Saturn,
wait.
By the way, you just go right through it. I don't think there's any solid land on Saturn.
Yeah.
It's all
it's
gas.
Yeah, you a just gas go giant. Right through it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, what's the next? Mars is too popular. I want to go somewhere where it's not popular. What could I land
popular?
On?
Like, well, Mercury?
Yeah.
Well, Mercury's too close to the sun.
A little hot, yeah. A little toasty there. Not for
Mars
me.
Is perfect.
As I've always said, you can always put layers on. You can only take so many off. I mean, so Mercury's out. I'd like one of the colder planets.
Well, those are gas.
Oh, crud.
Did you like the one I said Winnebago? We went, no. And just, yeah. Like, all right, well, that got dismissed.
Huh. Yeah. That is a sneaky good line in that movie, though. Mm-hmm. Half man, half dog. I'm my own best friend. I like that.
If we moved your dad to Mars, would he be able to tell the fart story?
Yeah, probably.
All right. International waters.
All right.
If we got him on a cruise boat, he could
do it. Right. No, really, all we have to do is get him into the middle of a lake.
Call Carnival.
Well, call the guy from Rob Riggleman from the Scranton, the boat they were on in Scranton.
Oh, yeah. I'll be your party captain.
Right.
Rob Riggle. Just don't get thrown in the brig like Michael did. Mm. Oh, man. All
it's
right.
It's all about the merchandising.
That's right. Where the real money from the movie is made. That's right. Spaceball's the coloring book. Spaceball's the toilet paper.
Now, here's a text out of the 479, and I have absolutely no way to substantiate this, but some moons of Saturn and Jupiter may be habitable.
I'm going to a
that
moon.
That might be true. They have
Titan?
Moons
listen,
that are,
listen,
you know, solid.
I'm going to live on a moon.
You live in Benton County.
Yes,
there
I
is
do.
Not a chance in the world you are going to a moon that that circles another planet.
Well, it'd still be
the
too cold.
The whole thing's going to be revolving around you.
That's exactly
okay,
that's how it works
then you're not
in
going
BC.
To a moon.
Right.
It'd still be too cold. Mars is really your best bet.
Okay.
I don't like Mars.
Because Venus is still going to be too hot.
Too hot.
What about the asteroid belt? Can you land on one of those?
No.
No?
No.
Shoot. That's no good. Also, there's so many jokes in Spaceballs, but my favorite one might be where Lord Helmet is speaking to Colonel Sanders with the megaphone right next to him. And then to the guys out in the desert, he goes, "Hey, found anything yet?" It's like, why are you not? Wouldn't you use the megaphone for that?
That movie is sneaky.
So clever.
It's sneaky funny.
It's a classic Mel Brooks joke. You know, have the megaphone for the guy next to you, but, you know, the guys, you know, 100 yards away, you yell at them. It's perfect.
Let's see. There's text on the 479 says there's a moon surrounding Jupiter that resembles Earth.
Oh, maybe that's where
we're
going.
All right, let's go.
All right. Space travel. It is the final frontier.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
There's a guy in a bear suit
on
a construction site hiding around corners and scaring his coworkers.
Jump scaring people?
Yes. It's the funniest thing I've seen all day.
DQ, what do you think of those jump scaring videos out there?
I don't like them.
No.
I think they're dangerous.
You don't like it because you got...
Well, what if the construction worker has like a sledgehammer or something and they swing at what they think is a bear?
Or he's on a beam and he's like,
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, this guy's walking around the side of the building.
Oh, okay. All right.
And this guy's got a bear, like an actual like grizzly bear suit. I just retweeted it. It's great. But the guy that he scares like falls down and runs away. And the guy, you know, the guy in the bear suit stands up and he's like, hey.
Can you imagine these jump scare videos in the 20s? The other 20s, the last ones. When they had like, you know, 10-year-olds up there on the girders working.
Oh, yeah.
Smoking cigs.
Right.
Having their lunch out of one of those round top lunch boxes up on the beams.
That'd be fun.
Something, man.
Not the 2020s, the 1920s.
Right. Yeah. The 1920s. Yeah, you know, when the kids were building the skyscrapers. Yeah. Kids built New York City, the skyline, by the way. It wasn't grown-ups. It was kids.
Back when kids were kids and men were men.
That's right. Exactly. Right. Freaking child labor laws.
Really?
You know, they should be up there on putting roofs in and whatnot.
Right.
You know, they're kids, limber.
Teach them, you know, you got to teach them responsibility early.
I need to ask Joey Viviano this, but I never have. I think we alluded to this once earlier, but the guys putting roofs on, like, they got special shoes, right? That's how they move around up there.
Well, if you're a man, no.
They got special shoes.
Yes, they have special shoes.
Well, they got, like, nails in the shoes?
Yeah, they have
sticky shoes.
Spiky or spikes. Stuff.
Cleats?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, cleats for roofers.
Because I've seen some of these fancy pants houses that they build, and, like, the wrangle on the roof is, like, you know, like 80 degrees. Like, it's almost straight. And they're just walking up
just
and back.
Walking around.
No big deal. It's impressive. You're just like, how are they doing that? No, we know. They got the shoes. The shoes, Miles.
This video is
Mars.
Great.
Yeah. Well, man, I'm glad you're enjoying it.
He gets around the corner, and, I mean, it's just like, wow!
JT says most roofers don't have special shoes.
Okay. Hmm. Thank you, JT. Here's somebody saying they wear hobnail boots.
Oh. Al says that on the McLarty Dino Hotline, the shoes are called cougar paws.
I'd like to.
You would censor that remark, wouldn't you?
I'd love to get some cougar paws.
Hmm. Here is a piece of information. The interpreter for Shohei Ohtani has pled guilty to bank and tax fraud. This is according to John Boy. So maybe there'll be an ESPN article soon here. Yeah, here it is. Yeah, he's pled guilty. So there you go. Guilty to bank fraud and tax code violation. Let's see
here. They got him on a scaffolding permit thing?
Yeah. This could, the sentencing date has not been set. But the maximum for both crimes would be 33 years and fines of $1.25 million.
Is Shohei going to loan him the money?
Yeah. I don't know. A spokesman for Ohtani has declined comment, as did the Dodgers, because, you know, they're playing a game right now. I don't know if anybody's... It's 3-1 at the top of the ninth. Cardinal fans weathered out today against the Mets. That's probably a good thing, because you don't want to lose to the Mets again.
The Mets are okay. They're better than the Cardinals. The
Cardinals aren't any good.
But the Mets are okay. There's no shame in losing to the Mets. You lose to DQ's Rockies, that's a problem.
Or the Marlins.
No offense.
Don't lose to the Marlins.
No, the Marlins are horrible.
You don't want to do that.
Last night, did you see this thing last night? I was watching the game, and the Dodgers announcer comes on and says, the Marlins are on no-hitter alert. This is as Jordan Yamamoto is warming up. The Marlins are on no-hitter alert. First pitch, Jazz Chisholm hits a ball that landed somewhere near San Brea.
Oh, I see.
It was a rocket.
As Al Michaels would say, he put the old kibosh on him, huh?
Yeah, he did. The poor announcer guy, he just wore it all night on social media. People were just killing him for it.
I love that. They think that we care enough to, as announcers, to that we wield some sort of power from behind a microphone to affect the outcome of the games.
Well, that was just dumb. Because that was an arrogant Dodgers fan pointing out that, the Marlins suck. You know what? Jazz is pretty good.
Well, here's what I don't like. Mm. I don't like when there is a no-hitter and the announcers find all these cutesy, fruitsy ways to dance around saying no-hitter. I hate that.
Look.
I hate that.
If you're in game 94 and your team's not great, but you find yourself in the middle of a no-hitter, you know what? Your brain goes to jello. You've been there. It's a Saturday afternoon. It's 95 degrees
outside. I like the Colonel approach. 9 outs from a mounting no-hitter. 8 outs away from a...
If you want a happy colon, I listened to them this morning.
But I don't like that. You know how they go, well, it's two times through the order and nothing but zeros. Just say it.
No.
And I think Phil's on my side on this, too, by the way.
Phil's a fair poll.
Probably why Phil's never called a no-hitter.
He's a fair poll guy. I have questions. And
that doesn't bother me.
And he doesn't like the natural. Phil's not my baseball guy.
The natural's okay.
I love the natural.
It's fine.
But he has.
But you yourself said it's flawed.
Oh, yeah, it's flawed.
The book is different than the movie.
I was so excited to read the book.
When Roy took the money,
spoiler. I threw the book. I was like, I'm not doing... No.
Threw a book, huh?
I wanted all the background on it because I had just read The Godfather, the book, the Mario Puzo book.
What if we did an ESPN Arkansas book club? You think we could get that going?
I don't think we would be able to agree on what we want to read.
Well, okay. Let's take two steps back.
Do pamphlets count?
Why? Why do you want to start a book?
I don't know. I just say this came to me.
I like now, a good book club.
Are we doing this like here at work?
I don't do it on the air with
what
the audience.
What do you think the percentage of people here at work? Let's start. Let's act locally. What do you think the percentage of people here at work who can read is?
Well, I can't read.
Thank you. Like 5%? 6? Okay. All right. So now we got to start
outsourcing. Okay, never mind. All right.
75% of our audience has been to prison.
Fine. It's a bad idea.
All they know how to read are Miranda rights.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Good Lord.
Here's a text. We don't read. Here's a text from Mr. Pibb. Ty can't read. That is Ryan and Prairie Grove says, we don't read too good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Bet you if they brought the forum back, then we'd have some guys reading.
Oh, yeah. I swear to you, every word of this is true. And
you sound like you've read that more than once.
It's in Seinfeld. That's it.
Oh, sure. Okay, yeah, pass it off.
I know this sounds crazy.
Sure.
But every word of this is true. Let's see here. Oh, I know. What?
Like, book club like a punishment?
Yeah, that's right. Yes. It's your punishment.
Smack Daddy listens so he doesn't have to read.
Well, we do that. We do help you out with that stuff.
Do we?
We could read the articles to you. That's a good show.
Yeah.
Oh,
Gilligan
man.
Is willing to draw the line at book club.
Okay,
he says,
fine.
I am out.
I'm sorry.
JT says readings for smart people.
I'm sorry I brought it up.
Here's an indictment.
No one likes the book club.
Here's an indictment of the MENA school system. I went to MENA. I'm not real good with words.
Is this the worst idea I've ever proposed on a whim here?
Kyle in Hinesville says, I ain't got no learning, man.
This
is one of the worst ideas you've had.
All right. And it was on the whim. All right, fine. Yeah. We'll put it in the trash. We won't do it. Unless they sell it, then we will do it.
Yeah, then we're going to have to, guys.
You're
in this with us. If they sell it, we have to have a book club.
Yeah. I saw a place. I need to go check this out next time I'm in town. I saw a place in Searcy driving around. Because my parents, when I go back there, they like to show me stuff and what stuff used to be, you know, the tour. DQ, does this happen when you go to Elkins? You see what drive around and see what stuff used to be?
No.
Okay, fine.
Elkins isn't that big, though.
Okay. Well, there's a used bookstore called Books by the Pound. I want to go try this place. I want to see it. I want to go.
Do you buy books by the pound?
I guess so. I don't know.
How much is a pound of books?
I don't know. My uncle goes there. He loves it. Just, you know, looking around at stuff.
It's like the Goodwill bins.
No, I'm not buying
by
this.
The pound.
This is in Searcy.
Yeah.
And it's called Book by the Pound.
Books by the Pound.
All right.
Yeah.
You know what this is?
What?
This is one of those. This is a front.
Oh, we're laundering?
No. You go in the back room and there's some stuff that's not.
Is there a dice game going on?
There's stuff that's frowned upon in Searcy.
Game of Chance?
You know, there may be some polls involved. I don't know.
All right, fine.
Your uncle really loves it, huh?
He likes going there.
Yeah, there's polls in the back.
Okay, all right, fine.
Mongo says if we're going to start a book club, we need to start slowly with picture books.
Yeah. You're not going to read the rest of that?
Oh. Read by Morgan Freeman.
Well, he said El Hustlero was the picture book he would recommend.
I was trying to stay away from El Hustlero.
Come on. Who's going to be offended by that?
See, you and I get that joke.
Well, it's The In-Laws. It's a great movie.
DQ, have you ever seen The In-Laws? Alan Arkin?
No.
Almost said Peter Frampton. Peter Falk?
Peter Falk, yeah.
Oh, you have got to watch that.
Peter Falk. Serpentine! Not Mathal.
Serpentine!
When I'm looking up Books by the Pound.
Yeah. Is it any good?
I'm looking at the website looks pretty good. Apparently, I learned, the average weight of a book is between 6 and 12 ounces.
12 ounces is a pound. Hold on.
A book.
No,
12 ounces
16,
is a pound.
16 ounces
Dang
is a pound.
It.
You get one book.
Abner points out the book club is one bit the Morning Rush won't steal.
That is what we could just... You know, I've always thought about this. Okay, so listen, I've been doing stuff that's been stolen for for 15 years. When I did stuff on the morning show, the afternoon show stole it unattributed. Now we do stuff here, the morning show steals it. So I always thought, wouldn't it be something if for a year we did bad stuff that no one would steal? It's been my plan.
What if, and Sauce Fawcett's got an idea.
Yeah, the
what
Sauce Fawcett.
For book club, we met on a particular night and we had Patricia read to us.
Okay. Out of the forum?
I'm kidding. We're joking around here, folks. Come on. It's a comedy show. Do I have any volunteers? Me!
Do I have a volunteer or do I still need a volunteer?
Guys, I hate this idea.
All right. Well, it's 12 minutes after the hour here on Ruskin and Zach. What about coloring books? Can we get those?
Yeah, I mean, again,
I've got some.
Maybe. Yeah, that. No, you don't even know where they are. Are you allowed to display those? Is there anything in your house that's yours?
I have a corner. I have a nook.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I have a room. In the
a room.
The dog's crap in there. So that's a crap.
Wow.
That's what they think. Yeah. Oh boy. Yeah, we love storms at the house. It's a
Yeah, tonight should be a terrible night for you.
It's a great time. Yes, it's a great time. Oh man. All right. And you can't drug them. They're like immune to drugs. It's really weird. Oh, you can't drug them.
Challenge accepted.
We tried.
What time would you like me there? I'm willing to try different things.
Okay, well, I just...
Patricia is in on the reading of the book club thing.
All right. Well, all right. There we go.
Now we may be on to something.
Ring a ding ding. Mm-hmm. Okay.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.